I think that a lot of people do know some Aboriginal people that just don't realise it.
You look at my mum, she's English. You look at my dad, he's Aboriginal. And look at me, I'm a bit in between. I haven't got the flat nose anymore. I sometimes wish I did.
You know, just because I'm Aboriginal doesn't mean I have a flag tattooed to my forehead.
Like, most of them call me Auntie Lynn, and I'm happy to be their auntie, even though that I'm not.
Because I am Aboriginal because of my DNA, not because of my lingo.
Meet the Mob, a podcast from 1233 ABC Newcastle with Jill Emberson. Subscribe at abc.net.au/Newcastle.
For Meet the Mob this week, I'm sitting in the schoolyard at Windale Public School. Everyone's back in class, so it's pretty quiet out here. And I've pulled Evelyn Barlow out of her classroom to tell me a little bit about herself. It's your first year out of teaching college or university. Is that right, Evelyn?
Yes, that's correct. I came straight out of school, finished school in 2008 and began university straight away in 2009.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to school at Kincumber High School on the Central Coast.
Okay, nice part of the world.
Beautiful, and I went to 7 different primary schools. So,
how come so many?
just travelling around, parents departing, and mum took us down south, and then we went out to Tamora and lived out there for a bit, and then we came back and just moved around to all the schools on the coast.
Okay, so you're a flexible young woman.
Well, you have to be as a teacher, so yes.
What was it that drew your eye to being a school teacher?
Well, I come from a big family. I've got, I'm one of six. I've got three sisters and two brothers, and I have four nieces now. So coming from a large family, you want to surround yourself with people. You're always around people, and I just love children.
Okay, so teaching was always going to be for you?
Always. Never thought I could get there, but never really believed in myself, but now it's become a big reality for me that you can do anything if you put your mind to it.
Are there many people in that large family of yours that have been to university?
No, there's been none at all, actually. I'm the first one of my immediate family to come to university, so it was a big achievement for me.
That must feel really, really special to know that you're kind of pioneering something in your family.
Yeah, well, now that I've come through university, I was never one to have the desire to go to university at all. Because I thought, being at school for how many years, why would you want to continue that? And now I'm stuck in the education system, but I enjoy it and I love it.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay, so you're still really young and you literally have come fresh out of university and from your home on the Central Coast to Windale Public School. When I first met you in our live broadcast from Windale, you said to me that you were a bit nervous about being posted to a school like Windale because the reputation wasn't really one to draw you in. Mm. How strong was that reputation?
It was quite strong, actually, and people still have their own views and perspectives of Windale. When you mention where you're at now, people say, oh, where do you teach? Well, they see my badge and has Windale Primary School on it. Everyone's got their own misconceptions about the place, and I just reassure them that, you know, it is a beautiful school. It's got beautiful staff. The kids are beautiful. The community's beautiful. Everyone pulls together, and people need to accept change, and that's what's happened.
Yeah. Do you see yourself staying here for a while?
Of course. I wouldn't change it. I love this school, I love the area, I love coming here every day and just helping these kids every day. There's nothing more rewarding.
There's quite a significant Aboriginal population here at Windale Public. Do you see yourself in those kids?
I sure do. I can see myself a lot because our Indigenous kids, a lot of them are visual learners, so they need to see things to be able to interpret it, or they need to do it, and that's exactly... That's how I learn myself. And so I take the kids out and, like I was telling you earlier, a lot of when I teach, it's outside, not done in four walls all the time, because these kids need to be out in their environment and learning from the environment, because that's how we learn our culture.
I've heard about that as a theory, but actually turning that around in your day-to-day profession as a school teacher, I mean, do you find yourself kind of inventing ways to do that all the time?
Yeah, yeah, you have to. You really do. As a beginning teacher as well, it's you find it hard to step outside of the curriculum, and we do get stuck in our setting our ways with what works for us. People just because our days are so busy and full with so much, it is quite easy to become bogged down and stick with what you know and what works. So it's about taking the initiative to step outside of that and look in and just reflect on what's working and what's not.
You said that when you look at the Aboriginal kids here at Windale, you can see yourself in them. Does that make you feel that you want to work a little bit extra for those kids, knowing that the statistics are still pretty poor on so many indicators?
Yeah, it does. My biggest goal with my Indigenous kids is to make them feel comfortable with who they are and with their identity. And not only just doing teaching that with my Aboriginal students, I try and get my non-Indigenous kids to all feel equal or feel the same, because that's our biggest thing in this school is, and a lot in the past it's been segregated, or you're an Aboriginal child, so, you know, we don't want anything to do with you. Again, the stereotypes. But because there is such a large population of Aboriginal kids, we try and get them all involved together so that they don't see that they're being separated or they're special because they're Aboriginal, because then the other kids go, oh, I want to be Aboriginal too because they're doing this and they're doing that. So it's about bringing it all together and having them learn together and accept that everyone's different and it's okay to be different. So yeah, I do a lot, because when I was in high school, not being very dark myself, a lot of the kids, you know, you're not Aboriginal, why are you Aboriginal? And you start to question and you feel like you have to justify yourself for who you are. But you shouldn't have to do that. It's your family, it's your background, it's where you come from. Why not embrace it?
Because you are fair and you've got gorgeous blonde hair. So you're saying that you did have people coming up to you and challenging you just because you didn't look like a stereotypical Aboriginal person?
That's exactly right. You felt like wherever you went, you were justifying. And still to this day, being an Aboriginal staff member of the school, you still get people like, in all forms of schooling, I'm not just saying within my school, but, oh, I would never have picked you to be Aboriginal. And it's not like that anymore. Like people, I think it's a lot of misunderstanding out there.
How do you go about then changing that misunderstanding, Evelyn?
Just more so making people become aware, being comfortable with who I am, and really having to stand your ground and saying to them, look, it's not appropriate that you know, you say what you're saying, or you really have to be assertive and upfront.
That's not easy.
It's not easy, but I've learnt the hard way, and you do need a lot of confidence to do that. And sometimes you are put in challenging situations where you can't put forward what you need to say, but nothing's going to change if we all sit back and just go, oh, okay, or, you know, don't speak up to these people and their stereotypes.
Help me get a better understanding of that. You've described one situation there where people might just say to you, you don't look Aboriginal. Mm. Help me get an understanding of where else that kind of impacts on you.
When I was at university, I received a scholarship to become a full-time permanent staff member of the school. And as a lot of teachers will know, it is quite difficult to find a full-time job. However, a lot of people say that you only have your scholarship because you're Aboriginal and whatnot. And I'll just go, no, hold on a minute. These scholarships are open to non-Indigenous people as they are Indigenous. I had to achieve high scores just like everyone else did. I have to sit the same interview, sit the same test and put in the hard yards. I think that's a bit that everyone's missing.
So do you think you've been given special privileges because of your Aboriginality?
Not at all. I, right from the get-go, through high school, I had to put in the hard yards. I received top marks in 5 out of my 6 subjects. Then I went through university and received a distinction average. So my marks were always having to be maintained.
Evelyn Barlow is my guest on Meet the Mob this morning on 12:33 ABC Newcastle. When you grew up, was your Aboriginal identity out in your family or was it hidden?
It was hidden. My mum comes from a family of 7 and my Aboriginal heritage comes from my grandfather's side, and which is my mother's father, and they weren't allowed to say anything about it. It had to be kept hidden. You don't admit that you're an Aboriginal person.
What part of the country did your family come from?
Down south, so the Yuin people, the Baringa group, so down around Nowra.
So it was hidden at that level of your family, but obviously something changed along the family story. What changed?
My family and my aunties and my mother, they were all quite close, and they don't see their father now, which is my grandfather. I've never met him. You know, they wanted to come out and they wanted to find out who they were, where they came from. You know, who's their family? Who's their background? And when they got old enough and built up a bit more confidence, you know, they got rid of that part of their life and they started to discover who they were.
How old were you then?
I would have been 14 when I found out.
Can you describe that day for me?
There had been quite a bit of talk between my aunties, and my aunties now, some of them live in Port Macquarie, Kempsey area, and they're a part of the Aboriginal community and group up there. And I was really interested in it one day, and I said to my auntie, I said, oh, look, do you have our family tree? Do you have our paperwork and stuff? And she said, yeah, sure, I'll send it to you. And she sent it to me, and I was going through it, and I questioned Mum about it. Mum said, yeah, we are. And, well, you know, why has nothing been said? And she said, oh, we were told to keep it quiet, but now that you're old enough to understand. And she went through the process of with her dad. There was quite a lot of incest in that part of the family as well, so he just didn't talk about it. Yeah, when I first found out, it was quite hard to deal with because I was in high school, beginning out high school.
Trying to fit in
and trying to find yourself as a person, and then discovering this, it was a big challenge. But that's what's made me stronger and who I am now, because I broke down that barrier when I was in school, so then it wouldn't affect me now. Yeah.
What about your brothers and sisters?
Yeah, they're still struggling with it a little bit. My brother's not so much, but I guess my older sisters, they do acknowledge it and they look into it. But again, I think they need to research it more themselves and find out to be able to have that connection and that identity within themselves.
So how does it make you feel as a young woman, you know, starting out your teaching career, looking down the future of starting your own family and being a citizen?
Extremely proud. I want to make change. I feel I have the capability to make that happen, being young and enthusiastic and new. And, yeah, and the kids can relate to me a lot better, especially my Indige kids, when I say to them, you know, like, I'm Aboriginal as well, and let's all work this together. And, you know, it's kind of like you're a family with them all. So I love that. I love making that connection with the kids, because they need to know as a teacher that you're a real person too. And I think that's really important.
You've been listening to a 1233 ABC Newcastle podcast. For more, visit our website at abc.net.au/Newcastle.